our systems are, and the way that we're leveraging AI is really transformational in that these systems are looking out there. The AI is actually going through every record, every day, every minute, and looking for decline in residents and feeding that to our, you know, our care providers in real time.
Welcome to season 8 of Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. The BTG Network is powered by sponsors
Align, NICMAP,
ProCare HR, Sage, Hamilton CapTel, ServiceMaster, The Bridge Group Construction, and Salinity, and produced by Salinity Marketing.
Bridge the Gap in 3, 2. Welcome to Bridge the Gap Podcast, the senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas. A great day here in Austin, Texas, my home state. Loving it here at the Fall NIC Conference. Going to have a great conversation today. I want to welcome Jaime Ojeda and Sean Lane, Eldermark and LiveTech. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's great to meet you, gentlemen. A lot of energy here in Austin at the JW. Day 2. And a lot of conversations, and this is going to be a great one. For anybody that's following our industry and reads the articles, you're going to see these names, you know, Eldermark, and also we're going to be introducing, you know, Sean with LiveTech. We'd love to know how this partnership has come together, and then we'll get into kind of like the goals and what the future brings.
Eldermark as a company has a 30-year history in senior care. They were one of the first solutions to provide clinical and EMR and business billing solutions for the space. And the heritage there is tremendous. I think they really changed the industry and the way that operators think about the industry. LiveTech was formed 5.5 years ago, January 2020. And myself and a group of investors got together and we assessed the space. And we had an intention to transform senior healthcare, but not just in residential. We believe that healthcare needs transformation across all settings. I have a supply chain background. I come from a world where I was working with Apple and Dell and Delta Airlines, and real time was the way business was done. And when I looked across healthcare, it was faxes that take 2.4 attempts to get a prescription changed. And so we thought there was an opportunity to transform healthcare, but go across all settings. And so LiveTech over the last 5 years has quietly acquired 15 other software companies. And so now we're a large entity with solutions in residential, in physicians, rounding physicians, as well as in home care and home health and hospice.
Well, that's a big deal.
That's a lot. You guys have accomplished a lot. And I know many senior housing, probably most, recognize Eldermark. And I did not realize, I knew it had been a long time, but I didn't realize it had been 30 years. So that's impressive.
They've been in the space a long time. They've created tremendous amounts of innovation, and we're pouring on the funding and the talent to continue to do so.
Yeah. So with, as Lucas mentioned, a lot of excitement building this entire year from the spring NIC to the fall NIC, probably one of the largest, if not the largest attendance NICs I've ever been at. But with that excitement are also challenges. From your perspectives, what is the big pressing issue that operators are going to have to solve over the coming years?
Yeah, I mean, it really gets down to occupancy, and a lot of the, you know, the strain on the system right now in terms of capacity, especially in memory care, is gonna come in the next year. But again, it's turnover. The turnover of the workforce and has always been an issue, and so that's why we design solutions and software around that to really make that easier to manage. Have our, you know, the residents spend more time with, and the care provider spending more time with the residents versus spending time in the software and driving those kind of things. So we're really gearing towards all of that. There's so much to be gained by having all of that data that can be used for operational clinical improvement and all of that. But you have to make it easy on the care providers to capture that.
Well, so as a technology partner to the industry, building that trust that you all have been able to do over 30 years, and now just radically changing into what you said, real time, where I think most providers have acknowledged that, have made strides to get to real time data, are trying to solve that problem. How do you see that that pathway moving ahead as we're being more further and further grafted into the healthcare delivery system, as I would call it? You know, many of us have been oh, we want to stay on the residential side. We want to not have to manage the acuity. We're afraid to know that information because we'll have to do something about it. But we're there. There's no going back. So as a trusted partner to the industry, how are you equipping the leaders to be able to be in that next generation of senior housing?
How we are doing it with Eldermark right now is we're just really collaborating with our customers. We listen very, very deeply and very closely to what their wants and needs are. And it changes. I mean, it is rapidly changing in this new atmosphere of, growth and senior living and the challenges that they deal with. So we really see it as an opportunity to collaborate with them. And that's how we've really designed everything that we do within our platform has been, partnering with our customers to really build the best systems that help them achieve the kind of goals that they want to achieve, higher occupancy, obviously the higher gross margins, making sure that their residents are safe and have a great experience.
And I'd say that the operators today are becoming much more professional than they have been historically. COVID was a forcing event, and those that survived through the industry and have really thrived and have continued to grow have become more and more professional. And as they become professional, their business needs change and evolve. They need greater data. They need better access to it. They need decision-making capabilities. And then they're trying to push authority down in their organization so that decisions can be made at a later point. And that's really key. That's why we talk about real time. That's why a number of the technology enhancements that are coming out are really intended to push data down for decision-making processes to happen. And let's face it, this is a business. And we're in the business of helping businesses continue to grow while providing great care.
Well, I would imagine earning trust over a 30-year period, and a point I heard you say, listening, is such a key component. I would imagine that's something you had to build into your DNA at Eldermark and at LiveTech is an intentionality in listening and taking that feedback and turning it into solutions. Do you have any practical examples like what that looks like in real time for you all?
Yeah, I think, again, a lot of our customers talk about one of their biggest issues is never events like falls. And they really have said, how can we help mitigate those things? And so they come up with big problems like that that need to be solved. And we look at it, again, through the data, and we say, look, our systems are a treasure trove of great data that can be leveraged for good. And so if your mother isn't eating, we have a dining services management system for that, and we can tell that that's part of that, that's going on. There's engagement applications built onto our platform that, again, is mom or dad, are they going to their required activities, or are they just missing those as well? And of course, all the things that happen in terms of medication changes, and you just added another narcotic, other condition changes, diastolic blood pressure, blood glucose levels, it's structured and unstructured data. And our systems are, in the way that we're leveraging AI, is really transformational in that these systems are looking out there. The AI is actually going through every record, every day, every minute, and looking for decline in residents and feeding that to our care providers in real time.
One of the things, that I've seen through the last 20 years of being in the business, it seems like oftentimes there's a big disconnect and deficiency between, let's say, your large scale operators that have sophisticated tools. They have lots of team members that can crunch data, turn that data into usable information for their teams. And then the deficit of downstream to where all of these small to regional, maybe even mom and pop operators, while they're doing the best they can, maybe they couldn't afford the tools and equipment, or maybe the teams to interpret all the data. Do you think that this gives you an opportunity to sort of level the playing field to whether you're in a tertiary or secondary, whether you're a large or a small provider, you can still impact quality of care in your marketplace?
Yeah, absolutely. The large and the small players have the same opportunity for technology. And what we're trying to provide is an end-to-end solution. Quite frankly, the expensive part about gathering your data isn't collecting your data, it's integrating your data. And if you're providing an end-to-end solution from one solution provider, you don't have to jump that hurdle. So the small operators can get the same level of leverage that the large operators can.
Well, I think that, you know, Lucas, that helps solve a lot of the problems, not only the consistency and quality of care that probably has helped to maybe shape a not so good perception about our industry because the inconsistency from market to market and community to community. But I would imagine if you level that playing field, it also increases the access ability and the affordability. For a long time in our industry, if you wanted the highest quality of care, you had to move from your hometown, the small community. You had to go to the big market and you had to stay in the Ritz, and a lot of people couldn't afford that. So they just did without. So it's really exciting to me that in this new age of data-driven information systems, digital technology, and AI that I heard you all talk about, we're not only improving access to care, but affordability and quality of care.
Well, and trust is, a big factor in the senior housing industry. That's what I tell people that are looking. If I'm on the product service side and have been for over 15 years, and what keeps me coming back to this industry is the people are so great comparatively to other verticals. And when I meet new vendors that are trying to get in, I say, be curious. You have to earn their trust and you really have to be authentic. And a 30-year track record, certainly that trust has long been earned. And when it pertains to this new advancement with AI, we've talked to a number of tech companies, and one of the conversations yesterday was, are people tired of, worn out from hearing about AI? And I was like, well, maybe in your world of tech, you might be run out, but we are still, the senior housing industry is still kind of grasping. What would be your recommendation for the operators that are listening and they keep hearing AI, AI, AI when it pertains to, your product and service offering? What would be your recommendation for them to lean into this new advancement of AI?
Well, I think that you have to assess your business case and what you're trying to accomplish. I agree. The most important part of this business is people. The people make the difference in providing the care. It's the nurses' aides and the nurses. And it's about 70% of the cost for your average operator as well. So there's a tremendous opportunity to improve the productivity of the people, but to give them back more time. If you think about it, when electronic health records came in place, it created an artificial barrier between the resident and the caregiver. And we want to take that away. And you do that by leveraging AI to bring the inputs in an easier way. You can use ambient, you can use other methodologies, you can simplify their workflows to give them actionable insights so they're prioritizing their work appropriately so that shift handoffs are done automatically and well-documented, and ultimately you provide better care. AI will not take away jobs. AI will add to the effectiveness and the satisfaction of those employees and hopefully improve the turnover rates in the industry. So shouldn't be afraid of it, you should be embracing it, but you should also be carefully selecting how and where and why you're applying it. Build the business case, find the integrated solutions so that you don't have to rebuild the data, and then leverage it from there.
Well, and I think you just touched on something I want to make sure that we don't miss. So Bridge the Gap was formed to bridge a lot of gaps for our industry and solve hopefully a lot of problems by bringing on trusted partners like you guys. Obviously been committed to this space for a long time, which I think is an important note for our listeners, because you see a lot of tech entering the industry. So for many of our listeners, they don't have a big corporate team. They don't have a person that understands or even speaks the technology language. They're just trying to find great solutions that they can trust for that improve their operation. Do you have sort of a cheat sheet of when an operator, when an ownership team is selecting really kind of any technology partner for their community, what they should be looking for, the boxes that they should be checking that they can take away and say, okay, it's gotta check these boxes or it's probably not the right fit for us?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we do really well is we go through and we do what we call a business model assessment with our customers. And that's important in that we really want to understand every operator is different, and that's their secret sauce. And so we want to understand their secret sauce and what makes them successful. And then we go through that and we make sure that helps us understand kind of what their objectives are. Where do they want, what are the goals that they have from selecting a software provider like us or an analytics provider. And so it's important for us to really get in get into their operation, understand that we have people on staff, you know, that have been operators for over two decades. We have nurses throughout our organization. We have people who have been care providers, and they spent a lot of different parts in the billing side, you know, so they understand those financial wherewithal. So we do an assessment of all that. At the end of the day, we have great technology, but we really pride ourselves on the people that we have. I mean, that subject matter expertise is second to none. And that's really what helps us be successful and help our operators be successful. Because to your point earlier, you know, they don't want to go, they don't have huge analytics teams that can go in there, and they have data scientists everywhere to kind of go do this stuff. We need to push it to the right people at the right time in the right format so they can do it, what they need to do to give that resident great care without having to dive into the software to go do it. So there's a lot of ways that we do that and embody that. We push text notifications to people at the right place, right time. And we do that in a lot of different formats. But yeah, again, it's kind of where it is.
I'll add one thing to that. I think you should look at people and scale. 35% of our employees in the residential division are nurses. And so people who understand the business. And then scale. Stock market's at an all-time high. We've seen what happens after an all-time high. Look for companies that have the heritage and the stability and the financial scale so that you can be sure they're around in 5 years and can grow with you.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I think part of what I think I understood you to say is there's got to be a lot of discovery. There's got to be a lot of listening. You know, if your technology that you're looking at is coming in hot with, look at all of our bells and whistles, you know, and not asking questions about you and listening to your unique challenges and your goals, it may be a red flag. You know, that's how I would interpret what you said, as if I dumbed it down for me. That seems like a very critical and important piece. It's no wonder that Eldermark's been around for 30 years in our space. Lucas, it's fun. It's fun to be able to, you know, showcase people that have weathered a lot of times in our industry and been committed to the space.
That's right. Bridge the Gap gets a front row seat to have these conversations and then put it out on our network to the audience so that we can educate, inform, and influence the senior housing world that we live in. And so Jaime and Sean, thank you so much for your time today. Awesome conversation. Appreciate it. And so for all of our listeners out there that want to learn more about Eldermark and LiveTech, you can scroll down to those show notes, click those links. You can go to btgvoice.com, download this content, so much more. Thanks for listening to another great episode, Bridge the Gap.
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry by connecting with us at btgvoice.com.